Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here on the radio, or if you're watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to celebrate this Holy Mass with all of you today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. O God, when you went forth before your people, marching with them and living among them, the earth trembled, heavens poured down rain. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly acknowledge our need for God's mercy as we call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in those you have chosen to make new through the wonder of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Paphos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue official sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out, and for about 40 years, he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. At the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish." From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming, by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, "What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever." In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, that my arm may make him strong. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, "You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior." Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, maybe you've had this experience where you've been somewhere. Maybe, let's say, you're at a gathering of some of your classmates or something from college or high school. Maybe you're at a little banquet, an alumni gathering, and someone calls you up to the microphone, and you haven't had any advance notice. And so you have to go up to the microphone now, and you have to say some words about maybe the days of college and, you know, what a great place this college was, and maybe it's a fundraiser, so you even throw in a little pitch. But you weren't prepared for that, and so you had to rely on other things. Maybe you relied on memories and experience, things that immediately were recalled, or maybe even in that moment you prayed or would pray to the Holy Spirit, asking that the Holy Spirit would give you the words so that you might be able to speak in front of these people. Of course, sometimes that happens to me also as a priest, sometimes as a confessor. Maybe someone comes to confession and you don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what they're going to confess or what counsel might be needed or warranted. And so you call upon the Holy Spirit to enlighten you so you know what you are to say. It seems in our first reading today that this is the experience of Paul. Paul and his companions set sail and arrived at Perga in Pamphylia. They continued on their way and they reached Antioch and Pisidia. And one of the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hands, and then he spoke the little discourse that we heard today in our first reading. So Paul, this former persecutor of Christians, could have got up and he could have said, "Well, this is who I am, and Jesus called me, and I met him along the road." He could have gave testimony in that way. That would have been proper, fitting, appropriate. But instead, as they are reading the law and the prophets in that synagogue that day, Paul gives a summary as he has come to know it. And then as he gives this, so of course Paul knew the summation of the Jewish history before his conversion to Christ. But he tells about how God led the people out of Israel, that then they were in freedom, he fed them, then there were judges, they asked for a king. First it was Saul, then it was David, and then there was one who heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance. So in the synagogue, Paul is bringing now the bridge between what they know of the Old Testament and the bridge who is St. John the Baptist, the one who heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance, as Paul said, and that he said, "There is one coming after me whose sandals I am unworthy to unfasten." So Paul is setting them up to come to know who Jesus is, that John the Baptist was the last of the prophets, and that he proclaimed the one who has come, the one who died, and the one who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. This is what Paul wanted to share on that occasion with those who were there. Could have shared anything, but he gave a history of salvation. For us, if we're ever in a similar situation, maybe a spiritual one, maybe you'll be out for coffee with a friend and they're not Catholic, or maybe they'll ask you, maybe they are, and they ask you, "Well, tell me about these indulgences you believe in." And so then you give an explanation. "Well, you know, on Divine Mercy Sunday, you can receive an indulgence," so forth, so on. And so you are ready to give a defense. St. Paul wrote that in one of his writings. He said, "Always be ready to give a reason for your hope." And so really, Paul was ready in that moment when he was called upon. And so for us as fellow believers, that's what we hope we will be able to do as well. That whenever the Lord calls upon us to speak his words to whoever it might be, that it will be the Holy Spirit who speaks in us and through us, and that we might adequately communicate what it is God wishes for that person before us to know. Let us now together pray for the needs of the world and the church. For our Holy Father and all priests, that by their example and joy for the faith, they will attract many vocations to the priesthood, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end to terrorism, violence, and persecution throughout the world, that those who perpetrate these acts will be converted to the love and peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all government leaders, that they may have the wisdom and courage to uphold our God-given rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all families, that they will entrust themselves to Our Lady and Saint Joseph as the perfect model of love, nurturing, and sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Catherine Cecilia Markey, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pray for our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and our Guardian Angel Society members, for all of our intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, your Son Jesus taught that we should ask and that then we will receive, that we should seek and then we will find. And so this day we make known to you our needs, those spoken and those in the depths of our hearts, hoping that you'll provide for us out of your goodness what we need to carry out your will through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, who will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit, God reign over. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Alleluia. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who restore us now to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. Central with Father Rocky. Up next is Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. Stay tuned. The Lord be with you.
Yes.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
St.
Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and in woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering our assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 837, Ye Sons and Daughters. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Ye sons and daughters, let us sing the King of Heaven, the glorious King. O'er death today rose triumphing. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.